You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today, as I have a longtime friend, Paul Dobbs, on the show with me. Met Paul back in 2005 when me and my wife started Tortillas Blanco in downtown Athens. Always enjoyed my visits with Paul through the years. And now we get to talk about something else. As you have started Gateway to Wellness, I reached out, wanted to talk to you and give you an opportunity to share on The Mark White Show with our listeners about what you're hoping to accomplish through Gateway to Wellness. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Glad to be here. Basically, Gateway to Wellness, back when we met in 05, I had Gateway Orthotics, which was my orthotics business I had up on the square in Athens. And since then, I've moved on. I work with Sports Med Orthopedic over in Huntsville. And I see a lot of patients. I still make orthotics. I fit special shoes. I do ankle braces, things for people with different kinds of foot and ankle issues. And usually by the time you see me in the office, you have a foot problem. And I see patients all the time that if they'd have just worn a different size shoe or known how their shoes should fit or, you know, known just a little bit of education on feet, they might could have prevented some of the issues they had. And that's what I've been looking for, a way to get the message out on proper shoe fit and how, you know, different things you can do to take care of your feet to keep from having a problem. So
let's talk about what life was like when you had Gateway Orthotics in downtown Athens on Marion Street.
It was a lot different. You know, I had twins that were about a year and a half old. So now they're 16 and life is just, yeah, way different. But it's, yeah, that was running a business and doing some of the things I was doing then and just really learning, you know, learning the business. I'd been a chemist or worked in a chemistry lab for BP for years. And that was, I started my business up there about the same time you did. And that was, yeah, it's a lot different now and just a lot more experience and a lot more, you know, time looking at feet.
Where did that transition come in from working for BP into the orthotics business? How did that door open for you?
I had had some hip trouble myself, hip trouble, knee trouble, mainly when I would run over the years. And my brother was a trainer down at Alabama, and while he was down there, he got into making orthotics. And I got to talking to him one day, and one of his friends down there that had a shoe store and another guy that made orthotics, and I told him the story of how I'd had hip trouble and knee trouble over the years. And they told me, you know, and I'd been to doctors and, you know, they'd tell me there's nothing wrong with your hip. We'll do some PT, we'll lay off the running for a few weeks, and you'll be fine. And I would be fine until I would start running again. And what I ran into, after years, I had just gotten frustrated, and it had about gotten to the point where they were all but telling me it was in my head. Because, I mean, structurally, they were absolutely right. There was nothing wrong with my hip. The problem was my left leg was longer than my right leg. And it took somebody to just step back and look at the whole picture rather than just looking at one specific spot to say your left leg's longer than your right leg and your left foot's flatter than your right foot. And they built me a set of orthotics, put a lift in my right shoe. I was able to run with no hip pain. So that got me interested in getting into this business, and the rest is history.
So like when I was making tortillas, you were starting from scratch, mm-hmm. learning this business. I remember coming into your shop and looking at those molds that you had
right.
as you would mold them to people's feet.
Mm-hmm.
That was always interesting to me. And then to go down the street to Dobbs Shoe Service and visit with Mike Latimer and see his work with shoes. And I believe you both were able to work together at some point with both of your businesses.
Yes, he would always, when he was still open, he did all my shoe build-ups. Anytime I had a complicated shoe to work on that I knew needed to be done right and I didn't have the know-how to do, I would take it to him and he would, you know, he's built up I don't know how many shoes for me over the years because he can make the glue stick, and if I do it myself, it may come apart on you. So
he was my kicking shoe guy.
When
I played in high school, mm-hmm. I took my shoe to Mike, and he would work on my kicking shoe. I had an old square toe shoe,
right.
and he would repair it, fix it for me. So that, because once I found that right shoe, that was the one. There wasn't another one I needed, and he worked on my shoe constantly. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I appreciated, his talent and ability. And I know in what you do, people appreciate your talent and ability, especially if they have, like you had, a hip problem or some other medical issue that needs an adjustment that they're just not finding the solution, and then they come to you and now they can go out and run or they can go do the activities that they wanted to do. When we talk about Gateway to Wellness, what is it that you hope to accomplish as you move forward?
A lot of foot problems can't be prevented. There you have genetic issues or you've had an injury, you were born with a misalignment or something like that. That, you know, there's not much, we're trying to manage that condition. But then there are a lot of foot conditions that are caused by wearing shoes that are either too small, shaped wrong for your foot, are wearing the same kind of shoe all day, every day, and your foot gets conformed to a certain shape. If you look at a baby's foot, you'll see that the widest point of their foot is at the tips of the toes. And after wearing shoes for years, those, you know, typically your big toe is going to point in just a little bit, and so will the small toe. So your foot becomes misshapen by the shoes over time. And that's, I've researched and never have really been able to find a good explanation for why shoes have that elevated heel and pointed toe, other than that in, you know, in the 1500s or something like that, it was a sign of nobility to wear really pointed shoes because it showed that you didn't have to work. And if your feet hurt, it didn't matter because you got to sit all day instead of somebody that had to get out and work and needed a comfortable shoe that allowed their foot to function the way it should.
I had surgery when I was in the seventh grade. I actually had surgery in the fourth grade as well. But in the seventh grade, I was on crutches for an extended period of time. And because of that, it caused some growth difference during that period of time in the seventh grade year, I believe, because my left leg is longer than the right leg. And so I have that issue too. And somebody who may have had surgery or some accident and suddenly they have faulty balance,
right,
because of that. And that's something that you can work with.
Right. I work with some excellent physicians that, you know, if you were to need to see one, there are some good ones around here. But there are a lot of problems. It's just minor, and you may not actually have a problem other than foot's not comfortable in your shoe. And this, you know, it's tips on how to get a proper shoe fit, what to look for in a shoe, you know, different things you can do, tips for footwear when you're traveling, things like that, just to prevent, you know, problems that could cause discomfort and certain issues that you would have, like blisters or things like that.
So this is a labor of love to help people out there.
It is.
Who need that support or need to read some of these articles and find out more about their own particular situation.
Yes. It started just because there are a lot of times I don't have, when I'm seeing patients in the office, I'll see 20 plus a day, and I may not have time to explain everything I would like to say to that patient. I just don't have time to do it. So I started writing articles that I could post, that I could point a patient to and say, hey, this will explain this further. And then I got to thinking that, you know, you're only seeing me after you have a foot problem. That's when you're seeing me in the office. But this is information that I could get out to the general public, that they could take that and then, you know, hopefully prevent a foot problem down the road. So
I'm guessing that through the years you've been to a lot of conferences and training to continue to build your education. You sound like that kind
of
guy anyway, right?
A lot of them, yeah.
And as things have advanced into 2023 compared to, say, in 2005, what have you seen change in the market?
In the shoe market, there have been some, there's companies that are coming out now. You'll see a lot of articles on the website that reference foot-shaped shoes. And, you know, most people think, well, all shoes are shaped like feet. And the problem right. is that shoes are not shaped like feet. Feet are shaped like shoes because that taper in the toe box has misshapen the natural shape of your foot in a lot of cases. And there have been some companies, when I first came out or when I got into this business, there was not really anything out there unless it was a special orthopedic type shoe that had a wider toe box. And now there are companies like Topo Athletic and Ultra, and then there's more minimal versions like Vivo Barefoot and Zero and several brands like that. Limbs, that's another good brand, that have shoes that are going to have a better toe shape. That are allow your foot to function a little more naturally rather than keeping it in something really stiff that doesn't allow your foot to function as it was designed.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Paul Dobbs, and we're talking about Gateway to Wellness, Gateway spelled G-A-I-T-W-A-Y, Gateway to Wellness, as we focus on ways to get healthy, starting with your feet. Paul, if you'll stick with us, we'll talk about the Gateway to Wellness website and how people can connect, okay? Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life.
Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTfireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us, as I have my longtime friend Paul Dobbs with us. He had Gateway Orthotics in downtown Athens, Alabama on Marion Street for quite a few years. We got to know each other when I opened Tortillas Blanco in downtown, became very good friends. Always glad to be able to see Paul. And today we're talking about an effort called Gateway to Wellness. It's a website that you can go to, and Paul is writing articles, sharing his experience in the orthotics business. Welcome back to the show, Paul.
Thank you.
So give us some examples, again, of the articles that you've written for listeners to understand what they'll find when they go to this website.
I've got articles on how to get a proper shoe fit, how your shoe should fit, what to look for in a shoe. I've got articles on shoes for traveling, you know, different things you can look for, different things you can do, tips for keeping, you know, shoes from ruining your vacation. The last thing you want to do is go on a week-long trip to Disney and limp out of the park on day one with blisters and, you know, have a miserable trip because you're going to be miserable the rest of the week. So I've got tips for how to avoid things like that. I've got articles on, you know, how your shoes should fit, what to look for, places, you know, places to go around here that you can get good shoes, and that, you know, there will be knowledgeable people there that can help you get a good fit. I've got articles on, I've got general wellness articles on, you know, hydration and just, you know, exercise and things like that, because that's, you know, the healthier you can keep your body, the healthier your feet are going to be, and vice versa. So,
as you know, Paul, we spend our money on a lot of things, and sometimes things we don't necessarily need.
Right.
And by the time we spend money on those things that we don't need, we don't have money for things that we do need. And when it comes to a proper pair of shoes, we may look at the expense, because some of those shoes are going to be more expensive than, say, go down to a Save-A-Lot type of shoe store. But the value of having a correct shoe, what would you say to that as far as someone saying, well, it costs too much money?
Well, I tell people every day that the most expensive thing I have on is always my shoes. And some days the second most expensive thing I have on is my socks. Your body 20 years from now, it's not going to know whether you had on really nice shirts, really nice pants, any of that. All that's fashion accessories, and that's one of the things we've kind of done with shoes is we've turned them into fashion accessories rather than functional tools. That's how you should think of your shoes. You should think of them as tools. Your shoes should be good shoes. Your body's going to know the difference down the road. And the main thing you need to know is you need a proper fit. And that's always the best shoe you can have on is the one that fits you best.
I spent several years as a law enforcement officer. And during that time, I wore a heavy belt around my waist. I wasn't thinking about proper shoes. I just had black shoes wherever I could find them to work in. But when it comes to first responders and as much time as they spend on their feet, and maybe those who wear equipment as they're serving, what would you say to first responders as far as their feet and taking care of that part? Because I know I have back problems, and I believe that some of that is because you're wearing several pounds around your waist or around your mid area.
Right. You know, one of the things with that is you need a shoe that's going to allow your foot to move. You don't need a shoe that's overly tight, because when the shoe's too tight, your foot lengthens and spreads as you walk. If it doesn't have room to do that, some of the muscles in your feet are not doing what they should, and that leads to imbalances up the chain. It very well could lead to back problems. Your feet can roll excessively in a shoe like that. It's basically, if your toes and your ball of your foot can't spread and do what it needs to do, your foot is narrower, so your base is narrower. And then you add in that you've got on this cumbersome belt that's distributing the weight. Sometimes you try to distribute the weight as evenly as you can.
Correct.
But it's still, you know, you've got a firearm on one side, and that's heavier than what you may have on the other side. And you try to balance it out, but you're probably never going to get it just exactly perfect. But a shoe that fits well, that's the most important thing I can tell anybody, is a shoe that fits your foot. You want room for your toes to move. You want about anywhere from half a thumb's width to a full thumb's width past your longest toe. So, you know, a shoe that fits is the number one piece of advice I can give anybody.
In the length of my foot, I'm not growing anymore.
Right.
It may get wider, but I'm not growing in length. For younger people, young athletes, someone listening right now that their kid is in sports, they're changing shoes pretty regularly because they're growing fast. But what is it that you would tell them as they have a young athlete, especially in these early years where it really counts that you're wearing the right footwear as you grow into an older athlete?
You need to have their feet measured. I would say a growing child, you want to have them measured every 3 months. And that way you can keep them, because a child, they don't feel pain the way that, you know, somebody my age or your age would. A kid is very adaptable. You know, they don't know, they may not necessarily know that shoe is too short or is not fitting right. So you have to kind of stay on top of that for them. And I would tell you, if you've got a growing child, you want to measure those feet about every 3 months and just keep track of it and make sure they're in a shoe that has enough room for their toes to move.
And for older people that are older, senior citizens, we have people, I see them with walkers and different apparatus that they use to keep themselves up. For senior citizens, what would you tell that audience?
same thing. I wouldn't tell you you want your shoes measured every 3 months, but, you know, you need to get them measured routinely. The main thing is you want to keep in a shoe that gives your toes enough room to move, doesn't squeeze your foot anywhere, and one that's secure on your foot. A lot of older people, they like to wear slip-on shoes. That's one of the things that I've noticed over the years is, you know, as you get older, the more likely you to have on a slip-on shoe, the chances go up. And a lot of times slip-on shoes, the way they stay on is they have to be a little bit too tight. And sometimes that can cause issues. So that's the main thing. You just don't want a shoe that's going to squeeze those toes.
And we don't want to leave out the people who work on concrete. I've worked on concrete before in a warehouse, right, in a factory. And that's important too, because those people are on their feet 12 hours a day sometimes.
Right, yeah, and I see that a lot. And that's one of the things that, you know, your shoe or your foot is really designed to adapt to uneven terrain. That's, you know, we didn't have concrete when we were created. So our feet, you know, our feet were designed to move over uneven ground. And over time, as we've made everything in society flat and hard, you know, that is rough on feet. So, you know, sometimes I tell people that you want as minimal a shoe as you can get away with. Let your foot do as much of the work as it can. But in a setting like that, where you're on your feet for 12 hours a day in a harsh environment, you probably need more protection. You need a more supportive, more structured shoe that's going to, you know, protect that foot and give you some good cushion, you know, to protect you from that hard concrete floor.
I'm sure that there are well-meaning people at shoe stores. They work there. That's not necessarily their expertise. It's a job. Right. And I've gone in places where you just pick out your shoes and walk away. But what we're talking about is a more extensive look at what you're putting on your feet. So where do you suggest people go to get that information, to find out how to get the right measurements, to get the right shoe that's appropriate for their situation?
Well, my website has a lot of information on, you know, on how it should fit and what to look for in a fit. There's self, you know, assessment things that I have on there. One good way to know if your shoes fit now is to pull the factory insole out of the shoe. Most of them come out. So if the factory insole of your shoe comes out, you can do one of two things. You can either just take it out of the shoe and stand on it and just put your weight fully down on it. And if your toes touch that anywhere around that front edge, you probably need a shoe that's bigger. Another thing you can do is take your foot, stand on a piece of paper and have someone trace your foot. And then come trace the insole over the top of that tracing, and you can see. And I trace people's feet all the time, and you'll see, you know, their big toe will be hanging off of the insole. And, you know, that explains a lot of the problem they have with the way they're, you know, they may have arthritis in a toe joint or something like that, that had they been in a bigger shoe, it could have been prevented. But there are some good shoe stores. A lot of shoe stores around the area are what I would refer to as a self-service shoe store. You walk in, it's like you said earlier, you walk in, they're on a shelf, you just pick them out. And, you know, somebody told you, or you were measured 20 years ago in a size 9 or a 10 or an 11 or whatever it may be, and that's what you buy. And, you know, your feet expand, and shoe sizing has changed over the years. As shoe sizing, or as shoe manufacturing was all shipped offshore, you know, shoes got a little smaller. So what used to be a 9 now is probably closer to an 8. Or what used to be a 10 is probably closer to a 9. And then in addition to that, most of the shoe companies don't own their own factories. They're outsourcing that to, you know, a third party. And if that contract gets renegotiated, what happens is they have to start all over and their sizing will change. So you can have been wearing a particular New Balance shoe or, you know, whatever brand it is. Mm-hmm. You go back and buy the same shoe 2 years later and it fits different. Your foot didn't change, the shoe changed. So that's one of the things you run into with that is I tell people, you know, you can order shoes online, but I tell people to, you know, get them in person. Try that shoe on first. And unless you're just replacing the exact same model of shoe, the same, you know, like the way New Balance does their shoes, for example, is they'll do a V1, a V2. You know, like they've got a shoe like a 1540. That's kind of their big dog shoe. And they had the V1, the V2, the V3. Now I think they're on the 5 or 6. But, you know, if you're just getting another updated pair of that same shoe, chances are it's the same. But if it's a different model, it, you know, went from a V1 to a V2, there's a chance that shoe has changed in the way it fits.
When people use you at your other job, is it by referral or can they come straight in?
No. You have to see a doctor to get to me. Yeah.
And let's go back again, how people can connect with Gateway to Wellness, Paul.
It's gatewaytowellness.com. It's Gateway, GAITWAYTO Wellness, WELLNESS.com.
And they can also follow you on Instagram now, too.
Instagram, same thing, Gateway to Wellness. That's where, and I'm in the process of getting a Facebook page up as well.
Excellent. I was looking for that. So yeah, we'll post about that when it comes up. Thank you, Paul Dobbs, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. You've learned a little bit, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love.
Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.